For those listeners who feel they heard enough about blogs during the 2004 presidential elections, consider yourselves warned. In Rhode Island, 2004 was just the beginning. Several Rhode Island political blogs started posting right around election time last year. Two blogs in particular have made it big, the conservative blog Anchor Rising and the liberal blog Rhode Island's Future. 1 year later, both blogs claim a sizable readership and a devoted group of regular contributors. Both are analyzing candidates in preparation for the 2006 elections, and both claim to be gaining influence among journalists and politicians in the state. That leap from the World Wide Web to the real world can be a long one, but it does seem possible in a small state like Rhode Island.
Rhode Island specializes in what is called the politics of intimacy. It's a very small state. Everybody knows each other. And I think that's a type of community that is really ripe for blogging.
Daryl West is a professor of political science at Brown University who specializes in American politics and mass media. He says that blogging diversifies discussion on political issues.
It gives ordinary people a chance to participate in the public dialogue. It gives voices that might get excluded by the mainstream media a chance to express their views.
Here in Rhode Island, one of the biggest groups of people with outsider views is Republicans. Registered Democrats in Rhode Island outnumber Republicans 3-1. As Daryl West predicts, several Republican Rhode Islanders have taken to blogging as a way to forge a stronger community in this little blue state. Justin Katz, founder of Anchor Rising, is among these conservative bloggers. Katz makes his living as a carpenter. He says it's not easy in this state to have an active and controversial political life online.
Well, it's a difficult thing to talk about because you quickly begin to sound paranoid. For example, when I was looking for employment, one of the easiest things to do now is to hop on Google and put in a name. And if you find somebody who's written a lot about controversial issues, that can be a consideration in their hiring, which has nothing to do with, you know, the walls you're building in their basement.
But Kat says it's well worth it. He sees Anchor Rising as a way of getting conservative voices heard by Rhode Island media, including the Providence Journal and local radio and TV stations.
Because one of their problems has been their sort of interlocking network of journalists and experts and professors and all established people, but they're all involved in sort of a hierarchy.
Matthew Jerzyk, founder of the liberal blog Rhode Island's Future, shares Kat's suspicion of bias in the local media. But he sees that bias leaning in the opposite direction.
Radio news, television news, and print journalism in this state is heavily slanted with conservative views.
Jerzyk is the former director of Rhode Island Jobs with Justice, a national campaign for workers' rights. These days, he organizes home-based child care providers with District 1199 of the Service Employees International Union, and he's the political director of the Rhode Island Young Democrats, and he's a full-time first-year law student at Roger Williams Law School. Then there's the blog, which Jerzyk started in January 2005 with the help of several other contributors.
From what I know, everyone who covers politics in the state for any media outlet checks the blog every day.
I probably get by there once a week or so.
That's Sheila Lennon, a former reporter with the Providence Journal and currently the features and interactive producer at Projo.com. Lennon says she and other Projo reporters do check out Rhode Island's Future from time to time, looking for tips or just out of curiosity. But asked whether she ever reads Anchor Rising, Lennon's tone of voice changes.
I tend to avoid really partisan blogs. They give me a headache.
Justin Katz of Anchor Rising has something to say about that charge.
If you go on Rhode Island Future right now, there's a picture of the president pulling on a door that's locked, comparing that with that famous Far Side cartoon where the school for the gifted, the child's pushing the door that says pull on it. That's not heated ideology. Sheila and I have gone back and forth about this sort of thing for a number of years now. But it's all part of the give and take of blogging.
Their rapport began because Sheila Lennon runs her own blog, Subterranean Homesick News, which features commentary on arts, culture, gardening, and politics. Bottom-up journalism from the pros, it reads at the top of the page. Fair and balanced, too. The line between news and editorials seems to be getting blurrier. Several bloggers on Anchor Rising and Rhode Island's Future actually collect, report, sort, analyze, and disseminate news. This type of blogging might be called participatory journalism if it weren't for the opinions that lay bare behind it. But as many media experts are arguing these days, that level of transparency can be refreshing. This is Addie Goss, reporting for Off the Beat.